delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Take time with a wounded hand, cause it likes to heal.
Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Rachel Alexander standing by, senior editor at stream.org, also writes over at Town Hall, Christian Post, and others, and intellectualconservative.com is where to find her work. Rachel, welcome into the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Piece up at the Stream, which people can take a look at. Judge, not jury, finds former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio guilty of criminal contempt. Rachel, I would hope most of our audience is familiar with Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Maricopa County, Arizona. He's been a guest on my shows a time or two in the past, the country's toughest sheriff by acclamation. But for people who don't know, tell us a bit about what Joe Arpaio has been doing out in Maricopa County.
Yeah, he's been this nationally known sheriff for doing things like chain gangs, tent city, where he would have the inmates housed in tents to save money out in the desert, pink underwear so the inmates would stop stealing underwear as a badge of honor, and bologna and water for sandwiches. And I think the bologna was green because you save money by not dyeing it.
And so Joe Arpaio has been in office for, had been in office for a while, he's former sheriff now, had been in office for a while, generally getting overwhelming majorities of votes in Maricopa County. But leftists and liberals had been targeting him for years. What, different ways they've tried to go after him here.
Yeah, they couldn't take him out the ballot box, so they started to go after him in other ways, especially using the court system. And the court system, the legal system in Arizona, really tilts to the left. And so that's pretty much how they were finally able to take him out. Now, technically, he did end up losing at the election last year, but that's because they had sullied his reputation so bad with these lawsuits and finally this prosecution, as well as George Soros coming in and putting $2.3 million into the election to defeat him last year.
Rachel Alexander with us on Twitter, at @Rach_IC, RACH_IC, senior editor at stream.org. That's where this piece is. And as I said, they finally got him, so to speak. He lost the election with millions poured in by George Soros. And you now have a judge finding him in finding him guilty, I should say, of criminal contempt. What's this case about?
Well, basically what happened was, and I briefly represented Sheriff Joe as one of his attorneys in 2010. And so the left has been coming after me using the legal system for the last 7 years, too. But He started tackling illegal immigration at the beginning of 2005 when my ex-boss, Maricopa County Attorney Andrew Thomas, was elected to office. Sheriff Joe hadn't really been doing much before that on this issue. And so they got like four laws passed the next year with 70% margins of voters. They were voter initiatives that cracked down on illegal immigration. They then started prosecuting illegal immigrants for felonies, for conspiring to smuggle themselves into the country. And the judges didn't like it, and so they tried not to, you know, enforce a lot of these laws. And then what happened was the ACLU filed a lawsuit against Sheriff Joe saying that he was racially profiling because he was arresting illegal immigrants at a higher rate than the general population for traffic violations and things like that. But the truth is, and the Maricopa County Attorney's Office did a study, illegal immigrants commit crimes at a higher rate than the general population.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see why they would commit more traffic violations, you know, because, first of all, they commit twice as many DUIs as the general population. They come from Mexico, a lot of them. They haven't taken American driving school, so they don't know the traffic laws as well. And they have less money, so they're more likely to have something, you know, wrong with their car. So sheriff's office wasn't racially profiling. It was just arresting illegal immigrants in higher proportions. Well, this first judge, who I believe is corrupt and should have recused himself from the bench for all the bias against Arpaio, told them to stop racially profiling. And then come a year later, the judge claims he hasn't stopped racially profiling. And so this new judge on the case first found him in civil contempt, and then she decided she was going to prosecute him. And so Sheriff Joe said, can you please recuse yourself? You know, you're right. Another biased judge against me. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't do it. And so then she found him guilty of the criminal contempt and wouldn't give him a jury trial. And so now he's looking at up to 6 months in jail.
Yeah, and this is odd, right, that there was a request for a jury trial. It's a criminal charge. You would think that's the way the case would go, but the judge did not. Was there any particular reason cited for the denial?
Not that I recall hearing. And it's just really unfair because, as you know, the Sixth Amendment gives us a right to a jury trial in criminal prosecutions, but there's this weird exception that's been carved out by the states where if you're only facing up to 6 months incarceration, they tend not to give you that right. And it's even weirder considering there's a U.S. statute that says you get a jury trial if you're being tried for criminal contempt. It doesn't say anything about the six-month rule. And the judge had the option. She could have given him a jury trial.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, of her own volition, and she should have with all the speculation surrounding the fact that she was biased and that, you know, this was just a witch hunt against him. I mean, think about it. He was enforcing illegal immigration laws to the cheers of many people for years. And a few years later, you turn around and now you say, oh, it's a crime to have enforced these laws.
The piece at stream.org, judge not jury finds former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio guilty of criminal contempt. And Rachel Alexander, the author, found her also at intellectualconservative.com. Stream.org, as I mentioned, and on Twitter, too, at Rach, R-A-C-H underscore I-C. Rachel, thank you so much for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. Rachel Alexander with us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, 888-900-9966. Back to close up this Wednesday edition of the program. This portion brought to you by the Great Lakes Justice Center, your voice when nobody seems to be listening, defending common sense and common people. The Great Lakes Justice Center speaks out from the foundation of the U.S. Constitution. Learn more at greatlakesjc.org. This is the Steve Gruber Show.